Most filmmakers in this town would love to have just one film grace the silver screen and go on to become a classic. Mention the name Quentin Tarantino and more than one film comes to mind. True Romance, Reservoir Dogs, and of course, Pulp Fiction.
Same as last time, remember? The crowd control. My hand in place. I love you, honey bunny.
Everybody, call this a robbery!
His latest movie, Inglourious Basterds, starring Brad Pitt, is being hailed by many as the next great Tarantino film, complete with dark humor and powerful imagery. Joining me on the program here in Los Angeles is Academy Award-winning filmmaker Quentin Tarantino. Quentin, good to have you on the program.
Hey, good to be on, man. Thanks a lot.
So last weekend, Quentin, your movie was number one. The second weekend is always important. What do you expect this weekend?
Well, I'm hoping we're going to hang in there. I'm hoping we're going to hang in there. We got a couple of horror films coming out. They usually do really good on the weekends. So we'll see what the deal is. I'm hoping we stay one, two, or three.
So for those who haven't seen it yet and may run out to see it this weekend, the storyline is?
Yeah, it takes place in World War II. And in it, Brad Pitt plays an Army lieutenant who leads a group of Jewish American soldiers behind enemy lines. Basically, their job is to just kill Nazis. That's their whole job, is just terrorize the Nazi high command.
Why Brad Pitt for this role?
Well, you know, oftentimes I'll come up with a character and I'll think of an actor for that person, and then I'll even have like a second choice or a third choice, which is usually, you know, very different. But then once I came up with the idea of Brad to play Aldo Raine, that's the name of the character, once I came up with the idea of Brad, I couldn't come up with anybody else because he was just kind of so perfect for the character that if I was going to do what I wanted to do on page, I kind of needed to get him.
And I assume you know who we are.
You're Elder the Apache.
But weren't you heard of us? You probably heard we ain't in the prisoner taking business. We in the killing Nazi business. And cousin, business is out booming.
Oh, yeah.
That leaves two ways we can play this out. Either kill you or let you go.
When we talked earlier this week on television, you told me about the fact that basically for 10 years you were noodling this concept. Why so long on this one?
Well, you know, the thing was, when I came up with this idea about a decade ago, I came up with a lot of the characters that you see in the movie now, and I came up with the idea behind it, but I followed a different scenario. And that story just was too big. It just wasn't a movie. You know, it was maybe a miniseries, but it wasn't a movie. And I even had to go through, like, well what does that mean? I'm too big for movies? You know, get out of here. You know, but I kept trying to tame it, and I just couldn't bring it down anymore. And so I put it away and did Kill Bill, and when I came back to it, I just realized it was this scenario that just kept being too huge. So I came up with a whole new storyline to put these characters I've come up with through.
Back to this notion of storyline, and I want to connect the storyline to the kinds of films, the genres of films that you've worked on. You've done war movies to blaxploitation, Jackie Brown to gangster, Natural Born Killers, science fiction, horror From Dusk Till Dawn. Tell me about your taste and why it is, and I guess it's a good thing if you can pull it off, why it is that you have such a huge palette, as it were, in terms of genre.
Well, you know, the thing is, you know, I'm a movie fan, and I like all kinds of movies. I think, you know, every movie is a genre movie if you really do the gene splicing on it and really break it down. But the thing is, you know, where I'm coming from is I do like certain genres. I like, talking about crime films, I like westerns, I like war films, I like that kind of stuff. And what I like about it is I actually like dealing with those films and telling my stories and being real personal with it. You know, I try to tell my story and try to be as personal with it as I can. But as opposed to writing autobiography things, instead I hide inside a genre. So I can just tell my stories the way I want, but I'm being very, very personal, but I get to hide in plain sight.
Since you've gone there, tell me more about your writing process. You're not just directing, of course, you're writing and directing. Help me understand your process.
My job really is to create characters, and that's really my job. And then the characters do it. I have a good idea about how I think I want the scenario to go, but they're just ideas that I haven't tested them out yet. I get the characters telling the story, and the characters take it. And there's a big aspect that it's really kind of out of my hands to one degree or another, because it is the characters kind of going through the story, like just a little something simple like, and just, you know, actually when I did Jackie Brown, I found out that Elmer Leonard works very much in a very similar way. If you remember in Jackie Brown, there was the two characters that Robert De Niro and Sam Jackson played.
Uh-huh.
And towards the end of the movie, Sam Jackson shoots Robert De Niro. And Elmer Leonard said when he started writing that book, he knew one of those two guys was going to kill the other one, but he didn't know who and he didn't know how and he didn't know when. And that's just kind of how it is if you're telling stories, is you really let the characters take it.
To your point now about storyline and characters, you, your fans know, have established your style, I should say, as one that doesn't really let us know what's going to happen in the movie until it happens, and you will take your time about building that up. For those who haven't seen Inglourious Basterds, is that concept at work here as well?
No. Definitely. If you like my stuff, it's one of the joys of it, is the fact that, I mean, I got to be able to pull this stuff off. If I'm going to do a 20-minute scene that takes place in a bar, and I'm building to a suspenseful climax, you know, I got to now pull it off, and the actors have got to pull it off. But if we can pull it off, I think that's really exciting. It's an interesting thing. And I actually do like the fact that audiences, they have a little patience with me.
Yeah.
They know that, okay, maybe I don't know what's going on now, but I know I'm in good hands with Quentin.
Yeah.
At some point, he's going to let me know what's going on, and then it's going to make a lot of sense, and then I'm going to be down with it. But they've given me a little patience now. But a lot of that, I think, comes down to the fact that they know they're in good hands. They know they're with a storyteller.
To be sure, you have your critics. I do. We all do. If you're in the public eye, of course, you have your critics. And where the issue of diversity is concerned, inclusion, and the kinds of characters that you write and the things you have them say, you have your critics. Where some of your African-American characters are concerned, on the other hand, the flip side, is that, to my mind at least, you're one of the best in terms of putting people of color, African Americans and others, in your films. The criticism notwithstanding, where did the appreciation for diversity and inclusion come from?
Well, you know, part of the thing about it is, like I said, part of this is just, it's just me. You know, it's like I grew up around black culture, so to me black culture is my culture. That's who I am. Mm-hmm. in growing up. But then the other thing about it, though, is part of it is just that's what a writer does. You know, you write all types of characters. It should be an investigation into other people's humanity. You know, that is kind of what you're doing as a writer. That is what you're doing when you're creating characters. And other people's humanity has to extend way beyond you if you're going to really be a writer. You should have a curiosity about other people's place.
Yeah, and after all these years, you still do?
Oh yeah, you better believe it. You know. You know, very much. And also, I mean, actually, it's been a while since I've done, like, a full-on black thing in a while. And I have to say, I kind of miss it.
Right.
But there was a long time that I could, like, there was a while that it was hard for me to actually write a character that didn't become Sam Jackson at some point in time. My first crack on Bill, it was like, okay, that's just Sam. Yeah. All right, he just sounds like Sam. I got to do this again.
This is a tasty burger. Vincent, you ever had a Big Kahuna burger? Want a bite? They're real tasty.
Ain't hungry.
Well, if you like burgers, give them a try sometime. Me? I can't usually get them because my girlfriend's a vegetarian. This pretty much makes me a vegetarian. I do love the taste of a good burger. You know what they call a quarter pounder with cheese in France?
No.
Tell them, Vincent.
Royale with cheese.
Royale with cheese.
All right, so here's the extra question. Again, those who know your work know and know about you know that you're one of the few who insist on going to see your movies with real people. You do it all the time. Last weekend, I know you hit probably a dozen theaters in the Southern California area, so this is weekend two. You going back out this weekend?
Oh, yeah, you better believe it. I mean, it's the way the movie business works now, you only have probably like a few weekends, you know, where you're the noise. When you're in theater, so it's like your child is out there with this beating heart and it's living and breathing. So you want to go out there and just kind of experience that. And sometimes it's a humbling experience.
Yeah.
You know, you get used to seeing your stuff at premieres or special events and everything. Well, everyone's usually pretty well behaved. But you can go into some theaters and they just don't give a damn.
He's screenwriter, director, actor, producer, and, of course, Academy Award winner. He's Quentin Tarantino. His latest film, Inglourious Basterds, opened to rave reviews and a number one spot, as we said earlier, at the box office last weekend. We'll see how it does this weekend. If you're in the Southern California area, you may run into Quentin Tarantino in the theater. Quentin, congratulations. Nice to have you on.
Hey, good to be on, man. Thanks a lot.